Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joe.
And Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy and pop culture podcast where we usually talk movies or like TV shows.
Video
maybe
games.
Video games.
Comic books.
Book.
Comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just things we've seen. But yeah, as you'll see, we ask the important questions like, who had it worse, Sisyphus or Prometheus?
So two famous sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Who suffered greatly. Just a couple of fellas who had a bad time.
One lad, he's like, I'm going to get, what's that gold? Do you have a fire? Mm.
This could make my ham hot.
You know what?
I'm stealing it.
I'm taking that. Not only does it make my ham hot, hey, maybe make your ham hot too.
And then the gods say, like, hey, little man, fuck your ass.
Yeah.
And they strap him to a rock.
They're like, well, hang on, little man. Why is your ham so hot? What did you do?
Do you steal my fire, you son of a bitch?
I'm
strapping you to a rock and an eagle is eating your guts every day.
Yeah.
It's going to, every night, it'll grow back.
Mm-hmm.
But then every morning, guess what?
You know that eagle? He's
yeah,
coming
wow.
back and getting a delicious meal of your intestines.
And the other guy.
Sisyphus?
Can't remember what he did.
Possibly a king?
It's not important.
What did Sisyphus do? His deal is that he has to roll a boulder to the top of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
But every time he reaches the top of that hill, the boulder rolls right on back down to the base. And he's got to do it again and again for eternity.
Oh, he was a devious tyrant who killed visitors to show off his power.
I knew he was devious.
Yeah, he is a bad guy.
That's what I say when I see him
rolling
his boulder.
Violation of the sacred hospitality greatly angered the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And they punished him by that.
Yeah. So, neither are good.
No.
Well, Prometheus didn't do anything bad.
No. But it's not... What?
What?
You said neither of them are good.
I mean, the punishments.
No, I mean the punishments.
No, I know, and I'm talking about them as...
Okay, as people. Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
So, Prometheus also created humanity from clay.
Yeah.
Good guy. He had
obviously.
A lot going on.
Yeah. But his punishment, which is what we're here to discuss.
So you want to try and figure out which punishment's worse.
Which one would you... Okay, well, first of all, from just like a base you're looking at him,
yeah.
Which one would you rather?
Okay, so the one if you just roll in without thinking about it.
Yeah, like, you got no context. I'm just like, hey, Dusha, welcome to hell.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm Jackson. I'm a demon.
Yeah,
hey, you've lived a life of beautiful sin.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we choose not to reward that.
Yeah.
I'm giving you
even though we love sin as here, we love
fucking
to...
love sin, but we're also little
we
cunts.
Yeah, we love to punish them.
Don't you love the sinners and the sin?
No, dude.
We love the sin.
We love sin, but we love hurting people way more.
Yeah.
So here's
that's
the deal.
That's fair. I'd do the same.
You can either roll a boulder up the hill forever.
Yeah, you want the Sisyphus or you want the
you
Prometheus?
You want the Sisyphus deal or the Prometheus deal?
Okay.
Now, so straight out of the game, you're like, Sisyphus is better.
Yeah.
Rolling a boulder is better.
I don't disagree.
No, see, you're doing the stupid thing that I'm running up to.
I understand what you're saying, but straight off the bat, I'm saying Prometheus.
You want to get... No, because the...
I understand where you come from. I'm saying straight off the bat, no thoughts, literally just smooth, like, you know, nothing but Zamet, nothing.
Yeah.
Prometheus.
Is that because you're like, he gets to lie down?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because my logic.
I knew it.
He's standing up, by the way.
Yeah.
He's strapped like this.
Yeah. I'm so mad at that demon. What?
You should have told me.
What are you talking about? I thought I could lay down.
No, I'm a demon,
son,
dude.
Of a bitch demon. I'll kill you.
Still does seem better. You're not walking.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because I was going to say, the run-up I was doing was like, Sisyphus seems better because you're not in physical agony all the time. You're not having half of your body consumed.
Mm.
But I was like, the more you think about it, the more you realize that the Prometheus punishment ends up being kind of better because I would just get so bored of a boulder. And like, I feel like that you're getting eaten alive. That would just become, I don't know if anyone out there has been in immense pain for a long period of time.
Yeah.
But it sort of just makes your brain numb.
Yeah. But the problem is,
it's just liver, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's just your liver.
Yeah.
But I think the issue with Prometheus is that it's not always happening. So yes, if you're in immense pain for a long period of time, you grow dull to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not in immense pain for a long period of time.
With Prometheus, with the boulder.
With Prometheus, you're in immense pain for a brief part of your day every day. So there's the lying on the rock in anticipation of the eagle. Mm-hmm. The eagle lands on you. Mm-hmm. Immense pain, immense pain, immense pain, immense pain.
Grows back over
grows back. The eagle comes back.
Yeah.
Immense pain, immense pain, immense pain, immense pain.
Also, looking at the beautiful picture, the painting, sorry, by Salvatore Rosa of the Torture of Prometheus, he's kind of laying down. He's laying down enough for me.
Yeah, that's still the one you'd pick. I think what's nice about Sisyphus is
this one, he's on a boulder, like he's laying down, but he's kind of on an angle.
That's kind of
here's the oldest depiction of him where he's definitely standing up. And he's not only is he standing up, he's standing.
He's squatting.
He's squatting in a terrible angle.
Plus, the eagle's got its claws right on his dick and balls. The eagle getting purchased on your dick and balls to eat your guts. Not ideal.
At least with the boulder, I'm getting a workout.
Well, I want to think about the boulder, which is nice.
It's funny that it says, so with Prometheus, it's like got his information, like parents, siblings, children, but also says abode, Mount Olympus.
That's where he's living. Getting that eagle eating him.
Yeah.
But what's nice about Sisyphus is you could probably try different things, you know, change up your day.
Oh, yeah, so, I can walk backwards.
Yeah, I'll push it up like this. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Try one hand.
Oh, yeah, I'll go one hand today.
What if I walk on my hands and push it with my feet?
What if I try and pull the boulder? What see if that works.
Yeah. What if I try and push it with my face?
Yeah, exactly.
Wick it up.
You can change it up enough that I think as Sisyphus it would be. And like.
I'm leaning more now towards Sisyphus as opposed to Prometheus. I could do a bit of a smiley face on the boulder.
Yeah, that's
true.
But
as Prometheus, I could talk to the eagle.
Yeah,
both of them, I have a friend.
Yes. Well, but the boulder is inert. Yes. The eagle is attacking you.
Yes.
But I get, whatever, it's still another living being. Yeah. What I think about, though, is that, so say you're Sisyphus. You know the deal.
Mm.
You get to the top, you watch that boulder roll back down. Now, the way it's meant to.
Oh, no.
What?
They keep saying roll a boulder up a hill, but every picture in art, he's have to carry the boulder.
He's have to carry the boulder.
Yeah. To carry.
Look at him carrying. He's got his penis out, and he's carrying the rock.
I don't
want
to carry the boulder.
But there's an angel on the rock too.
I don't know. Don't look at art.
What the fuck is going on?
Ignore the art.
What about this one?
Yeah, that is cool art.
He does have his dick out again.
Do you have to have your
dick
out?
Why is there always like an angel just following him?
Because the angel's probably the one who did the punishment.
Oh, yeah. And
making sure he's doing it right. Over. Yeah,
some of them he just sees just shoving it. So,
what I think about, right, you're Sisyphus. You get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
What I assume is it's meant to annoy you the most and is the part of the punishment is the boulder roll, all your progress is taken away. But if I know I'm never going to make progress, who cares?
Yeah.
I push the boulder up to the top of the hill. I let the boulder roll away.
See, I would let the boulder, like, I'd push the boulder to see how,
See how far you could get it down.
Yeah, make a game out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think Sisyphus is the choice. Sisyphus seems nice.
Sisyphus does seem nice. Again, it's the kind of thing where I'm like, well, because also it's up to you how far you get in a day.
Is it though?
I have to, as punishment, all I got to do is I'm forced to push the boulder, right? How long is that going to take? What if I'm bad at pushing that boulder?
So are you imagining you stay at the base of the hill?
I'm trying. I'm doing the best that I can.
I don't think you can trick the punishment.
I'm not trying to trick it. I am trying. I don't think I could. Given a million years. Probably eventually. But I'm not doing that whole day.
That's true. Yeah. Do you build muscle as Sisyphus?
Probably, right?
Magical. Sisyphus might be dead.
Yeah, it's probably you take a punishment in the afterlife.
Sisyphus has sinned in spectacularly confusing ways.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, apparently he cheats death twice, and also maybe tricks Hades into chaining. Hades comes to chain him up, and he somehow tricks Hades into chaining himself up.
Right.
Got him. And then when Hades
chain you up. Hades, what?
Chain yourself up.
Chain yourself up.
Great idea, guy.
Okay. And then what? Just do it.
And then while Hades is chained up, no one can die anymore, but people still get old and sick. So everyone on Earth is miserable.
Hades. That's awesome. Dumb shit.
Okay. And then the gods retaliate by threatening to make Sisyphus's life so miserable that he would wish he was dead, so he has no choice but to release Hades.
Yeah.
But then this is the confusing part. Before Sisyphus died, he had told his wife to throw his naked corpse into the middle of the public square. Purportedly to test his as a test of his wife's love for him. This caused Sisyphus to end up on the shores of the river Styx. Where he was brought into the underworld.
Okay. Right.
That makes sense.
What are you confused about?
What's the problem? He's dead now. He's going underworld.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I tricked death.
So the punishment is in the underworld. Yeah.
So that, well, that means, Zamet, that you can get up to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Because you're dead.
Well, exactly.
But that means you've got, whatever, infinite strength to get the boulder there, right?
That's fine. What I'm trying to say is how much attention are they giving me?
I think that's what the angel's for. You're getting watched the whole time. Like, you've got to get the boulder to the top of the hill.
Or what? They're going to punish me?
Well, I don't know. I think you just have to.
I understand.
It's like Prometheus. Prometheus, they strapped down.
Prometheus, yeah, they've strapped him down. He's got he's got literally zero control.
Yeah.
He is there getting pecked, getting his liver eaten, having the agony of it getting regrown.
He could probably snap that bird's throat.
With his mouth?
Exactly. No, he's chained.
Yeah.
Whereas Sisyphus. He's like, whatever. What's the worst I could do? Make me do it again? I'm doing it again.
I guess. I don't know.
As Sisyphus, I can push that boulder up. I can take as long or as little as I want. I have a compulsion. My punishment is to keep doing it, and I have to keep doing it. But, like, I'll be fast about it.
I wonder if
work your wage, Jackson.
Is that fun? Is it none a win to push the boulder halfway up the hill and be like, got him?
Well, you got to take your wins where you can.
That is true, I suppose.
There's no parameters here of, like, kind of wiggle room.
Yeah.
As Prometheus, I'm just there copping it. I gotta wait till Hercules comes and kills that fucking bird.
Yeah.
And I guess for Sisyphus, he never gets any sort of...
No, he's just doing that forever, for eternity. You're just trapped. You're trapped rolling the ball. I'm thinking maybe Prometheus is better. I think I'm coming around.
All right. Is Prometheus, is it also for eternity?
Yeah.
Is it also like for eternity until that eagle gets caught by Hercules?
I think obviously in the myth at some point these people get freed. But for the sake of the question, I think it has to be eternity.
No, they don't get freed. Neither of them get freed.
Okay, well, fabulous.
Their story just comes to an end with
their
punishment.
That's exactly what I want.
No.
What?
Prometheus gets freed.
Prometheus gets up.
Well, Hercules, so he strangles that goddamn eagle.
I did not know that.
I'm fairly certain. I just look it up. I'm just looking up if Sisyphus ever gets freed.
But either way, I think it's not relevant.
Apparently,
to the
Hades was easy to trick.
Yeah. That's not surprising. Funny. He gets tricked all the time. Guy's a fucking moron.
It's hot down there. It's hard to think.
He's got a hot brain.
Yeah, the Greek hero Hercules, with Zeus's permission, killed the eagle and he freed Prometheus.
But I think.
So there you go.
I think the pain of getting your guts torn open every day would be exciting. I think at a certain point it would become exciting. Whereas rolling the ball up
the way
down
you
the hill,
said that, I'm scared that it would become sexual.
Not initially, but I suppose.
I worry that both of these become sexual for you.
I can't imagine Sisyphus becoming sexual.
What are you talking about?
You
draw a sexy smile and eyes on that boulder. Come on.
Put a hole in it. You're already not wearing
pants.
Fuck
the boulder, of course.
Well, yeah, of course you can fuck the
boulder.
But
then I can fuck the eagle.
You're chained up. Fuck the eagle.
I can get a boner.
You can get a boner.
The eagle could fuck me.
Yeah, the eagle would peck the hell out of your boner. Rip that right
off. I can get a chopped up boner eaten by a bird's beak.
Yeah. But it's only your liver that's immortal. So if the eagle ate other parts of you, they grow back?
Is it? So hang on, talk me through. Maybe I'm confused.
Yes, what?
What the fuck happens with Prometheus?
So Prometheus, he's
a god.
God, fire, here you go, human.
They're like, hey,
bad.
Fire's God's power.
He's like, your punishment is every day. Are you going to come? Are you going to rip open your belly? Are you going to eat your liver? And it's you got an immortal liver. So you're going to eat the liver, and then it goes in the trip
over
off.
Then over the night, liver
grow back.
Okay.
And guess what? Is that the sunrise? Well, guess what, Prometheus?
I know what's coming today.
The fucking eagle's back.
Oh, what do you believe?
He's so hungry.
You know what he loved to eat? Your liver.
It's funny that in a way they punished the eagle too.
Yeah.
Every day that eagle's got to eat that liver. Which, it's a lesser punishment, but it's still, he's trapped eating that liver, unless it's a different eagle every day.
I don't think it is, because then Hercules come and he strangled that eagle.
Well, there you go. What did the eagle do?
If every day you had to walk to your neighbor's house and eat their spaghetti and meatballs to start your day,
yeah,
is that bad for you?
No, well, sometimes.
Every day, you got to stay at home.
I do things.
You have to orientate your whole day around in the morning, grabbing this spaghetti and then leaving.
It has become a punishment.
No matter what it is, even if you love to eat liver.
If I'm getting paid for it,
it's become a punishment.
It's my job.
It's
not the career path I would have been.
Yeah, no matter what happens.
your neighbor's spaghetti and meatball.
My careers counselor at high school wasn't like, well, we've reviewed your test, Jackson.
It turns out.
I think you would be amazing at eating your neighbor's spaghetti every day in the morning.
Your neighbor has been cursed that every night they make a spaghetti and meatball, and then every morning you go in and you eat it.
Yeah.
Before they wake up.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Before they wake up for some reason. It's very funny. They wake up in the morning and they're like, oh, the spaghetti's gone. He did his job. I'm like Spaghetti Santa Claus. sauce in the ground or whatever.
I think the way that it would work is their punishment is that every night they yearn to make spaghetti and meatballs.
Right.
But by the time the dish is finished, they're so tired. They got to go to sleep.
They're like, well, I'll eat it in the morning.
And then they go to sleep really excited for their spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when they wake up, the spaghetti and meatballs have been eaten by a man.
How early am I eating the spaghetti and meatballs?
10. 10 a.m.
They sleep in.
Yeah, they sleep in.
They make spaghetti and meatballs. Start your morning.
Can they ever wake up past earlier than 10?
No.
Okay, they are getting a strange punishment. Yeah. 10's also annoying, because if it was really early in the morning, I could like reorient the way I enjoy a day. But 10 is like, I'm getting up at 9, I'm late for work every day because I got to eat this fucking spaghetti.
We can eat it before 10, they wake up at 10.
Okay, that's all right. I'll reorient my day.
Well, just grab it, put it in some Tupperware, eat it on the tram.
I can take it into work.
Done.
Yeah, or do I have to eat it in their house?
No, you can take it.
Okay, this has become very different from the Prometheus.
you kind of got to eat it there.
You've got to eat it
there. Have to eat it out of their fridge.
Yeah.
No, they leave it on the bench. No, maybe it's left in the microwave.
Because I can heat it up.
So it's left in the microwave.
Left on the stove, it's bubbling.
And then, they've made a long sauce.
Yum.
Yeah.
A long sauce. I understand the concept, but calling it a long sauce is fucking me.
Delicious long sauce.
Slow cooked bolognese. Or as I like to call it, a long sauce.
Okay.
It's left bubbling on the stove.
Yeah. And I have it all?
Yeah. You,
how much is it?
It's exactly one serve.
Okay,
it's
fabulous.
What you need.
Well, I mean, it's not great.
It's not great because what that means for you and the eagle is that, like, if you want to go out for brunch,
you
want to go out for a lovely breakfast.
Sorry, I would love to meet up for breakfast, but I've got to go eat.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm cursed. Eventually.
I've been blessed by eating my neighbor's meatballs and spaghetti.
And then eventually,
you know.
After a few years, Hercules busts into your ass and breaks your neck.
Man. He saves them. He saves them, and he saves you. Eat the spaghetti now. It's yours now. I've solved the problem.
Hercules. Thank you.
But I guess the difference is that an eagle has less going on than a human being.
I don't know, man. Like an eagle that can eat a god liver?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a powerful eagle.
I suppose.
Plus, if you were like, well, you know, I want to go out and hang out with, you know,
other eagles.
I want to maybe, you know, make sweet love to my eagle partner.
Yeah.
Raise my eagle kids.
Surely someone else could have killed an eagle. Don't need to wait for Hercules.
Well, I mean, maybe Hercules just had the drive.
Yeah. Maybe it's a special eagle.
It's a god eagle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, geagle.
Because you got to, you know, it's one that can pierce god flesh and eat god liver.
Yeah.
So it's got to be some kind of special. It's like an eagle that lives on Mount Olympus.
Here's a question
about
the eagle. Does the eagle come at the same time every day, do you reckon?
Uh,
I reckon it would be within a couple of hour window. So that every
because I think for it to be a proper punishment, it needs to be a bit random.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to get used to the eagle eating your liver. You want it to come as a horrible shock every time.
Yeah.
But I still think that's...
He should eat a different part every day.
Yeah, okay.
I think one day it's liver, another day balls.
Eyes, tongue.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, to make it random and up to the eagle, because sometimes you'd be like, there was a whole day. Yeah. Nothing happened. You got hope.
Exactly. You need a little bit of hope for torture to work.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Because, with Sisyphus, it's like, I just got to push this back, whatever. Yeah. At some point, you're going to go, like, the smoothest brain. You're no longer thinking. Everything's on autopilot.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. No.
Start
thoughts.
Writing a musical in your head or whatever.
You are
the ball, man.
You're physically
and
there.
And I'm here to deliver
gone.
The ball.
Oh, no. The ball's falling down the hill again. Mm-hmm. Ball, man.
Gotta chase that ball back down the hill again.
And all the angels watching are like, I don't think it's working.
Ball, man.
He's way too happy.
So, the eagle, it's a Caucasian eagle. The Aestos Cacasios,
right?
The gigantic eagle sent by Zeus to feed upon the ever regenerating liver of the Titan Prometheus after he was chained to a peak of the Caucasus,
the Caucasus
Mountains, as punishment for stealing fire from the gods.
So I think I think that you get it's tricky.
We should have left him there. Imagine we could just go to the mountains and visit him.
Oh, apparently awesome. The eagle has also been described as a bronze automaton constructed by.
It could also
Hephaestus?
Be a robot.
Yeah. Oh, is that same robot that protected Crete?
Hephaestus made it.
Yelling at the sea.
No, Hephaestus.
Hephaestus, the forge god or whatever?
No, Hephaestus. I thought it was Hephaestus, the same guy who made the atomic bomb in Eternals.
Or it could have been a foul creature spawned by the Dracania.
But I just think the constant pain would kind of keep life exciting. You know?
Have you been in constant pain?
No, because not constant pain, the occasional pain.
Mm-hmm.
Would keep life exciting.
Yeah, because I think if you're Sisyphus.
Okay, so I gave you the spaghetti option.
Okay.
Now, the new option is once a day, someone comes into your house and just hits you with a hammer.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, at some point.
You gotta get a hammer there, hit somebody.
Yeah.
No, that's scary. Yeah. What I mean is, if I'm strapped in the same place forever.
Okay. And once a day.
Yeah.
Just one of your muscles just tears. Just suddenly, no warning.
No. I need to be, because what makes it exciting is how dull his life is otherwise. If it was like you are stuck in the same spot forever, you're never moving, you're never leaving that spot, but occasionally you will experience immense pain. I think it'll change up life enough that it makes it worthwhile.
It makes it
preferable to Sisyphus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So yeah, by the way, he didn't strangle the eagle, Hercules. He shot him with a bow and arrow.
Oh, nice.
But no, I think you're right here because there was like a study on boredom.
Yeah.
Where it was like, we're going to get you in a room. Nothing is around. All you have is you're strapped to like a chair or whatever. There it is. You got some like little device that's on you and you have a button in front of you. You press that button, a little bit of shock comes into you.
You've
got nothing else to do. And like some people were like, yeah, whatever, I'm not going to touch it. Some people were like, I'm going to slam that button.
Yeah, of course.
All it does was give you a little bit of pain.
Because it just changes up the world, yeah.
I'm with you. Here's a wild claim.
Okay.
I would much prefer to be bored lying down than sitting. If I'm bored, if I'm like really bored and I just lie down, yeah. I feel less bored than if I just sit down.
Are you saying that lying down is exciting?
More exciting than woo! Sitting, I guess.
Is
it because sitting requires a bit of effort?
Yeah,
like we're
maybe.
Sitting now and like, is it an element? We have been recording all day, but like an element of this sit is tiring to me.
Well, it could also just be, I mean, I just realized I was sitting with the cushion in an uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I just feel like it's also funny to compare it to right now because you're being like, well, you're probably bored right now and you wish you were lying.
I wish we were recording this on our backs.
I guess when you're lying down, you're always at risk of having a sleep.
Yeah, is that part of it?
I wonder if it's, well, I was thinking that. I was going to say it's easier to like kind of hit like this meditative state.
Yeah.
Having a nap
but then,
like in a chair.
Crossed arms. Yeah.
Crossed arms. That's good.
Hat in your head like a cowboy.
Yeehaw. Good naps. So are you saying in this, that sense, Prometheus is preferable?
Well, I just think, so I don't know what I'm inferring there. I just think that if someone's like, hey, you're locked in this room for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't do anything.
You're going to lay down?
I will lie down.
Okay.
I'll probably walk a couple of laps for a bit.
Do you think you'd electrocute yourself? Wear myself out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to slap on that button. The moment the scientists close the door, they're going to hear the lights are going to like go out in that building, that facility. They're going to go, what's happening?
What are they doing?
Like, you're going to open that door. I'm going to be like, you know, was it young Einstein where like hair's like on hell. Fire?
It was not meant to deliver an electric shock.
And I'm like, thank you.
Intense.
I needed that. That was great.
I feel fixed Whew. For the first time ever.
You come back in an hour.
I would press it just because not necessarily out of, well, I guess this would technically count as boredom.
Yeah.
But it would be curiosity.
Yeah, for sure.
How strong is this zap?
Yeah. Oh, what if I hit it for a longer time?
Yeah.
What if I hold it down?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What if I move the electrode to my gooch?
Yeah.
What if one was on the gooch, one was on my tongue?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. What if I shelved one of the electrodes
and
put one in my mouth?
And with the other hand just tugged on my dick.
Everyone else in the experiment has just gone up to one corner. I'm bored.
Being bored makes me horny.
You can't do that. You've wrecked the experiment.
This is how we get funding pulled.
What?
What? But I was wrong.
I think
I'm just doing what I would do if I was bored.
Yeah.
If I was bored. I'm not bored.
I'm not bored. I'm just horny.
I'm just helping your experiment and pretending I am bored.
This is what I would do. That doesn't help our experiment. Well, I don't know that, okay?
Sorry I'm not smart enough for Mr. Scientist.
Can I get my paycheck now?
Yeah.
How cool is
it that, just quick side note before you go into something that's actually relevant,
and
I understand why they do this, I think, but it is funny that a lot of the time when you sign up for experiments at university, which makes it sound like that we went to...
Mm-hmm.
A crazy laboratory university.
Mad scientist uni, yeah. Absolutely.
No, I just like that, like, for, like, psychology, you know, like, because, like, you're at a uni, so there's uni students studying science classes where they have to do experiments. And it's funny that when you sign up for experiments, sometimes they're like, oh, we're going to pay you in a $20 gift card.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Getting paid in gift cards is funny.
Sometimes you get paid in the chance to win a gift
card.
It is so funny to say. You know when you did experiments in high school? Like they would be like, hey, welcome to the animal hybridization experiment. We're going to inject you with rabbit genes.
And we're going to give you
a $20 Kohl's gift card.
A 1 in 5 chance of winning a Kmart gift card.
Whoa, sold. Ooh. Oh, no, it just made me sick. I can't even use it.
Yeah.
No, but I think with Prometheus, you'd come to look forward to the eagle.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you'd be like, the eagle's coming. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Ah!
Yeah.
See you, man.
Yeah. Like, even if you weren't lying down, which I assumed I was.
Yeah.
Even if you were either like a deep squat or whatever it is, at some point, your muscles are locking up.
At some point, absolutely.
Like, whatever. You can hang from, like, your wrists.
Mm.
And, you know, if they're not breaking or whatever.
Yeah.
They get numb.
Yeah.
It's fine, whatever. And then I can have a little cheeky nap.
Although.
Because there's, while the eagle is consuming your liver.
Yeah.
That's not going to be 24 hours.
No.
No.
You got other things.
There's going to be a
little musical.
Bit of a musical.
I'm on a rock.
I'm lying down.
There's an eagle coming on my stomach. It's about to go to town.
I'm Prometheus. He's an eagle. My liver's gone. He's an eagle.
Zeus,
I stole from God.
Like, fucking hell, dude. Should have taken his mouth. He's making he's a rock so opera. Loud.
I don't know.
His rock opera is
yelling about what is happening. Eagle, let my liver now is flying away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll fix those lyrics later.
It's not even a good rock opera. It's not about, he's got one song. Yeah. Or not one song, but one topic. But also, fair enough, nothing else is happening.
Yeah, I get it.
The ballad of the mountain I can see from here. What's on that mountain? In the distance I can see. The same as all the other mountains that's surrounding me.
Maybe I can close my eyes and sing about what I'm thinking about.
Oh no,
it's my eyes thinking about that eagle that's gonna come.
It's funny, closing my eyes and thinking about what I'm thinking about in the darkness behind my eyes.
It's the eagle. When I close my eyes and I think about what I'm thinking about, when I close my eyes I see the eagle.
The deep black void, the vibe behind my eyes pulls back to reveal the eyes of the eagle that is about to eat my liver.
Shut up!
No!
Oh my god!
I'm bored!
There I am on a rock. Zeus is yelling at me to stop!
Did you just rhyme rock with stop?
Stop!
Yes!
Stop singing about what's happening to you right now!
Well, nothing else is going on. Leave me alone. Not I punished enough. Let me sing.
Yeah, you could have more fun with Prometheus.
It feels more fun. Well, it feels like you've got more downtime.
Yeah.
Because obviously, yes, you could take as much time as you like rolling that boulder up the hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But assuming you have to roll it up as best you can, you're the whole time you're working.
I wonder if
the time you get to stop working is when the boulder rolls down the hill.
Then you watch
in the brief period of time before you have to start going down the hill.
Yeah, but think about how awesome that is. You get to watch a rock roll down a hill, probably at random.
Yeah.
It's got the same energy as a tire rolling down a hill.
I didn't think of that.
It could roll into someone's house. That's awesome.
And you got to come into the house. Sorry.
Sorry, I've got to roll this back up.
I've got to roll this bad boy back up to the top. Yeah.
I assume
can you
like
make
a
sure it doesn't hit my house again? Yeah. No promises.
No, but even...
I assume just like a half pipe.
That's
like
still awesome.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. I never even... Yeah.
Yeah, because you let it roll, you could be like, well, I better wait. You could try and chase it down to get it before it stopped rolling, or when you realize that...
Or if it's got enough momentum, maybe it goes like it rolls all the way up, and then it rolls all the way back down. Maybe you can try and catch it, or get hit by it.
But also, you're immortal, so for the fun, you know... In a
push it to the top of the hill, and then just lie down as the rock rolls over you. That's fun.
Or, push it to the top, and then try and run down the hill and see how quickly it can catch you.
The idea of catching the ball with your head is very appealing.
But then even, like, that also ties into it as, like, all right, whoa, almost... I drank too much Coke. So like the you're at the bottom, you're about to push the boulder up, and you're like, all right, my best time's 16 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's try and beat that.
Let's try, get it up.
Time
as quick
trial,
as possible.
Baby.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got that angel that's sitting there.
Yeah.
And like,
hey, time me.
Time me.
Time me. You look so stupid rushing a ball up a hill. What was that?
I wasn't counting. Ah!
And then the ball rolls.
I'll count next time.
Another thing as well, as Sisyphus, you have your hands free. So you can do, like, you can scratch yourself.
Oh, that's true.
Scratch your ass.
You mean, like, you've got your back against the boulder.
Yeah.
Well, the boulder's not stuck to your hands.
Exactly.
No, for sure. Kind
of, whereas, say, if, the downtime that Prometheus has, maybe he's got an itchy nose. You can't get to that.
Oh, true.
Maybe he's like, well, this is... getting my liver has turned weirdly sexual for me.
Time to tug my nuts.
I want to tug my nuts.
I'm rigid, but there's nothing I can do about it.
You can try and move his feet up there, I guess.
I just got to hope when the eagle lands, its tail feathers brush against my dick and nuts.
If he's bored enough and horny enough,
right?
Could he just like wiggle his hips to make himself come?
Yeah, well,
do you reckon momentum would be
Is the tantric?
You can try and move yourself up so you can try and self suck.
Yeah. Whoa!
I think his feet are usually because otherwise you can kick the eagle.
No, but can't you like there's those fellas what have figured out how to just come on command?
Oh yeah,
the hands free it were, that's and impressive. I think that's just like Kegels. And you got nothing but time to do Kegels, baby.
Okay. So, he could Kegel himself to orgasm.
And it's a kind of good way to get back at the eagle.
Yeah, I'm coming.
The eagle comes down. You're like, yeah, but you sit and come because I've just calmed all my pants. Yeah.
And I'm going to do the same again tomorrow and the next day. And it's just going to get older and older and more
coming.
I'm going to
get caked in a week to month old jism.
Just this giant eagle flapping down, about to just, you know, slice open your belly to eat your liver. Then bang,
boom, calmed on the eagle.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, buddy?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm being punished too, you absolute cunt.
Well done.
Whatever.
Yeah, aren't you a robot sometimes? Maybe. See how well you can soar with all your fucking feathers gummed up,
yeah,
you son
exactly,
bastard.
Piece of shit.
Stop eating me.
I'm... Oh, my God.
I can't stop eating you. I want to not eat you.
Coming on the eagle.
Your liver tastes gross.
Coming on the eagle that's coming to me.
We're both coming.
Different kinds are coming.
We're both coming.
He's going to annoy the eagle, too. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Would you maybe form, like, a lovely little kinship with that eagle?
I think so. I think you'd because you'd talk to it eventually.
Stockholm Syndrome yourself with the eagle.
Well, the eagle's also being punished.
Yeah.
And, like you know, a lot
so
of mythology.
The rock is being punished.
The eagle may talk back eventually.
Yeah,
who
knows
at this point?
Or you'll just imagine it will.
Yeah.
Same with the rock. You'll imagine the rock.
Yeah. What would you say to the eagle?
Hey.
How would you start that friendship?
Hello. We're both fucked up here, hey. Yeah.
Do you have to do this? Are you the same eagle?
Yeah.
My liver tastes nice.
It tastes like liver. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a bit rich.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Do you have to do this every day?
I do. I did the eagle. I've done an eagle sin. I gave fire to the eagles.
Okay.
They didn't know what to do with it.
Do you have to do this? Like, is there a certain time limit?
I just get to come at some point too.
Oh,
imagine
you
have to eat a bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah,
you go to your neighbor's house once a day and eat a bowl of spaghetti.
Bowl of spaghetti. Yeah.
It's funny
to say the same things to the rock. Hey man, do you have to do this?
Yeah. I took fire to a rock.
Didn't do anything with it.
I gave rock fire to
the
rocks.
Not even what I did. Most people with ironic punishments are a Prometheus situation. You're just different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
At some point, you just be like, hey, have a conversation with said eagle, and you'd be there, imagine it talks back, or it does, or it doesn't, whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, you'd be kind of have like little stories.
Yeah.
You'd be like, where does that eagle go? What does that eagle, like, what does that eagle life live?
Absolutely.
You know?
You'd imagine it.
Do you have an eagle wife and or husband eagle?
Can you bring them next time? Mm. They can eat my other bits. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Can I see the kids, eagle?
Yeah.
Ah! He's bringing the kids.
Oh, no, that would be bad, though, because it's only the immortal liver. So you get eaten, and then you just stay in. So you're like, man, I'm in so much pain. Can't wait for this to grow back. They just feel your liver grow back, and that's it.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's a good, like, maybe a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, eat my head.
Yeah. Like, everything is like, you're gone. You've now become the eagle excrement.
Yeah.
Except your liver just, like, on a rock, just every now and again.
Could an eagle, this is crazy,
eat a human head?
No, get to your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Crack your head like an egg.
Can an eagle get into a human skull?
Yeah. What they want to do is they want to pick up a turtle. And they fly up and then they drop the turtle on your head.
Think about we live in fucking Australia.
Yeah.
The fucking
how tough a human skull is?
Yeah, magpie ain't going to like, it'll go through my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. I guess it can get to your brain that way.
Yeah,
I was just thinking
the soft bits
because you were like, well, it eats your head,
and then you're
not there anymore. And I was like, or are you just without a face?
Yeah,
are you like, this didn't work out? Now I can never see the eagle coming.
Oh no!
Or scream.
The eagle ate my eyes.
You're not saying words anymore.
I'm bones
now. Just being like, eat his fucking voice. Eat his voice box next, the love of God.
If you're just bones, you're not saying shit. You just got an open mouth and then you live up every day in the bones.
It's got to be regrowing everything.
It must be.
Like, it feasts on your liver, sure. But everything has to grow back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know. What was to stop the eagle from being like,
I'm going to eat this whole man.
Yeah. This is delicious. I'm going to bring my whole eagle family here.
Yeah.
Bring the eagle kids.
Yeah, let everybody have a taste.
Yeah.
So what's better? Are we thinking Prometheus still?
I still think Prometheus because of the randomness. But then again, the more you can have maybe, I don't know if I'm talking out of turn here.
Yeah.
Maybe I feel you can have a bit more fun as Sisyphus.
I feel like with Sisyphus, you have more agency.
Yeah.
You know, as Prometheus, stuff happens to you, but as Sisyphus, hey, you're not
you
in charge of
stuff
much,
happened to a
but
rock.
You're in charge of that rock.
Yeah.
That's your rock.
Yeah, but
you've got property if you're Sisyphus.
Yeah, you do, but now you have responsibility.
That's true.
Whereas Prometheus, I got no responsibility.
Yeah. Well, this is
I had responsibility. I gave fire to the humans.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm good.
Yeah, you're good.
Gone.
You're out,
well,
baby.
Well, this is when you actually pair it back. Maybe this is actually secretly a sequel to an episode we've done before.
Whoa.
Go on.
Because you want no, you've got a choice of no agency or responsibility, like property and responsibility. Yeah. So do you want to be suddenly 30 or 17 again?
Whoa!
That's a good point.
This is like an evolution of that. That's crazy.
Because, I think, so at first I was like, Sisyphus seems like the right answer because pushing a rock's not that hard and you're not in pain. But the lying there and being in pain would become like meditative.
Yeah.
But then now I've gone back to Sisyphus and I'm like, fucking... give me that fucking rock.
Well, because you're
I'm going to, like, do tricks with it and
I'm in charge of this rock.
Yeah.
I say where this rock goes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really.
It goes up.
But I get to decide what part of the mountain I go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get to decide how quickly I push it away.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I get to decide where I'm going to put it up the mountain again.
Yeah, you can still, in theory, like talk to people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like how fast you can going to push that rock.
Would you come hang out with me if I got Sisyphus?
Yeah.
I might walk up the hill with you once or twice a week.
Oh, that's kind of you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I'll test out some songs I've been writing while I was strapped to a rock.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how'd you get out?
Hercules came and broke the eagle's neck.
Could you get him to break my rock?
I don't know if that helps.
Could you try?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know if that would do anything. Yeah, but you could ask. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll ask. I'll put in a good word.
It sounds like you're not going to
ask.
I'm
going to ask.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
He's very busy doing his 12 labors, dude.
Yeah, he cut a river in half. No, actually, that was Achilles.
Yeah, nice.
The rock, though. I mean, killing the eagle, that was one of, like, you know, because great renown.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be hard for him to break my rock.
Yeah, but that's, is that, you know, killing a big eagle to free Prometheus.
Right.
Killing a big rock. Is that... sick, dude. That was
every
fun.
Time.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, no, like destroying a rock, is that? You're going to go get that.
I have to.
Otherwise, that angel gets really fucking pissed off.
He gets so pissed off if I don't get that rock, dude.
Yeah.
Well, hey, put in a good word.
Maybe he's done those 12 labors?
Right.
Yeah, when I see him next.
Then you leave to the angel. I'm like, they're not going to fucking ask him.
The angel's like,
I got such bad friends.
The angel's like, well, I'm still here. If they broke the rock, I'd probably just make another rock.
Also, push that rock. Stop talking to me.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Pretend I'm not here.
Hercules lifted up the world. Like, he's going to waste his time with his pissy rock.
Yeah.
At least something with the rock, with the Sisyphus, you drop the boulder down the hill.
That's satisfying, pushing a boulder down the hill.
But also, maybe you slide down the hill after the rock.
Yeah.
Get a bit of fun. Roll down the hill.
Hold on to the boulder. Roll with it.
Whoa.
Stand on the boulder and do that classic cartoon thing where you're running on top of the rock, but it's...
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't work and you just get flung into the mountain...
Who cares? You're not dying.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
I think it is, Sisyphus. Because, again, yes, you are in charge of that rock, but also, well, if you don't push it fast enough, what are they going to do? Maybe push it harder?
What
can they do? They got an angel there yelling at me? Well, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I guess maybe they could just, and you wouldn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Blessing.
Yeah, that's
good
true.
Even.
That is nice. That is nice. Whereas, what about, there's a third guy to this collection. Now, I can't quite remember his name, but I remember his punishment. Mm-hmm. He basically tried to make the gods eat his son.
Okay.
And the gods were chill about that. So what they did is they put him in, he's in a pool of water.
Uh-huh.
And there's a fruit tree above him. And every time he tries to bend down to drink the water, it goes into the earth. And every time he tries to reach up and eat a piece of fruit...
Tantalus.
Tantalus. The tree goes away. Is that better than either Sisyphus or Prometheus in terms of punishment?
No. I think that actually is the worst one.
Yeah, that sounds like the
worst.
It
just sounds annoying. But also... Because
you're hungry and thirsty.
Yeah.
And you're constantly bending over and reaching up.
But also, I guess he could just be like, well, I know it's not going to work. So then the punishment is just standing in a pool of water. Which doesn't sound fun, I guess.
Can I swim in the water?
Wet feet. No, you have to stand. You're stuck in the pool of water.
So then I go down.
You bend down. You're like, I'm thirsty.
I sit down.
Yeah, the water retreats away.
Now I'm sitting in mud?
Well, I think you actually just can't.
You're just stuck standing.
Yeah. Or you can kneel down, but you can't sit. You would have to.
So I can't
lie
down.
No,
I can't drown myself in the mud.
No, you could squat in mud, or you can reach up to a tree that's too high away, full of fruit.
That's it. Can't go for a walk.
No, you can't leave.
This sounds the worst.
You can't do shit. You just stand
can't even
there.
Make a sweet song.
You can't. Yeah, you could sing about it. But
singing about the fruit that's out of my reach, gonna bend down and quench my thirst.
No. Oh no!
I forgot that the water goes away when I squat down. Man, I'd love a piece of fruit. Oh no!
Maybe there's a fish in the water. I'm not gonna bend down. No.
Oh, wait, there was fruit from before. I'll just eat that. I'll just grab it from the tree. Fuck! It is funny because, so that punishment is either you stand forever in a pool of water because you know you can't get a drink or a piece of fruit, so you give up, or you're cursed so that you forget that.
Yeah. I think
it's just
to everything. You're like, oh, I'd love a drink of water.
But the way around that is like to piss off the gods that are punishing you is just to be sullen.
Yeah.
And like, haha, we got you. No, you don't.
I don't even
care. I don't give a shit.
I hate fruit and water.
Yeah.
Good even.
I want Coke and hot dogs. So
Coke and hot dogs, good combo.
If you give me that, that would be sick. Otherwise, I don't give a shit, dude.
Oh, a hot dog,
man. Oh, hot dog would be fucking amazing.
It's been long enough from lunch that I'm like, oh, hot dog? You kidding
Fuck,
me?
Dude,
put dude, I can't even fucking remember the last time I had a hot dog.
Dude, they're the best meal on earth. They make up for everything else about being alive.
Nothing hurts you when you've
That's
just eaten the hot
dog.
That's my
true philosophical belief. You have life's many maladies on one end of the scale and the humble hot dog on the other, keeping us from the brink.
Yes.
If you're having a bad day today, why not try eating a hot dog?
Eat a single hot dog and you'll be on cloud nine.
Yeah.
Does it change anything with Tantalus if it's different fruit trees?
Oh, what do you mean?
So, there's a cherry tree.
So, if you're just standing
tree,
in a big pool of water, and you can walk around.
No. Maybe just like this, like in your reach or whatever.
Surrounding you.
You walk around, say you're in an orchid of different kinds of trees.
Is there different liquids too? Like a milk pool, a Coke pool?
Let's say yes.
I honestly think the worst variation of this is probably the one that they are talking about, where your feet are firmly planted.
Yeah.
The tree is directly above you, so you have to like really look up for it. And when you reach. Because, it's directly above your head.
Yeah, so you gotta.
When you reach up, you can't quite tell how far away it is. Yeah. But and then you have to reach directly down to drink, and then it recedes.
But if I don't.
Because if it's heaps of stuff, you're like, ooh.
You can't.
Still
you
not
can't,
getting anything.
Still can't
but,
get it.
Yeah,
at least I can
good.
Be like, trying to pick a cherry. Nah. How about a peach? Also, no.
That's a crazy question.
Trying to have some milk? Where'd it go?
Is it more entertaining to reach for one fruit you can't have or many fruit?
I say
are
many.
You like, whoa, I didn't get a cherry. Let's see what it's like when I don't get a peach. Whoa!
I think because I'm like, well, whatever.
Different
I'm
not, stimulation, saying, yeah. different movements.
Is it a different stimulation? Yes. It is different movements. It is different movements.
Okay, say it's a fig tree. Always a fig tree. Or say pomegranates. I love their pomegranates. To be like, I can't get a pomegranate. Oh, well. Oh, some water. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Oh, pomegranate. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, pomegranate. Ah, try to grab. Nah, it's there. Oh, there's a banana tree over there. Maybe I'll try the banana tree.
Yeah.
No.
But what about, okay.
Peach tree.
What if your punishment was this, Samit? Yes. Every night, I promise I'm going to make you a meal.
Yes.
But I never make it.
Okay.
Is it more exciting if it's different meals?
No.
If I say, tonight I'm going to make you spaghetti,
yeah.
and you say, that's awesome, that and then I'm awesome. Like, hey, you know that spaghetti?
Yeah.
It's not happening. I'm not going to do it.
That sucks.
And then the next night I say, tonight I'm going to make you spaghetti. And then you're like, oh, that's great. And then that's not going to happen. But then I'm like, spaghetti? Yeah. I'm not going to happen. And then I'm like, chicken cacciatore.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No. The second one.
It's more exciting.
It's more exciting. Because I know you failed me with the spaghetti. You're giving me hope.
Yeah.
I see, but you might get the chicken cacciatore.
Yeah.
He fucked up the spaghetti, but maybe I'm getting chicken cacciatore. He fucked up the chicken, but maybe I'm getting some apricot chicken.
Yeah,
he fucked that up. But maybe how could you ruin a ham and cheese toasty?
I'm not giving you the ham and cheese toasty,
but maybe I'm getting a muffin with some peanut butter on it.
You get different enrichments from the things you don't get. From not getting different
also
things.
Also, just the visual stimulation.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, oh, the cherries jiggle in a certain way when they retract. That's funny. Yeah. I'm making it horny again. If I move my hand like this, the peach kind of looks like an ass jiggling.
Doing this with one hand and jerking off is an awesome motion.
Yeah.
And then all you gotta do is go down into the water.
And the cum gets sucked out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get sucked into whatever sewer system you're attached to. I think there is a real threat with all three of these punishments that you will just masturbate your life away. Like either you're Prometheus doing kegels to come without your hands, you're Sisyphus one-handedly rolling the boulder and whacking off with the other.
Yeah. Secretly so the angel can't see.
Angel being like, he's really up against the boulder there. What's he doing there?
Tantalus visualizing fuckable fruits.
Making the peach jiggle so that you can come. A real problem. And the thing
about to pass the time.
And it probably wouldn't. I mean, how many times a day do you have to come before you're bored of it? You know what I mean?
Orgasms do feel good even when they're not fun as well, which is also a problem.
Absolutely. So you kind of always
Four?
Four.
You reckon on a fifth come, you don't feel any joy?
Oh, it is joy. I'm just saying it's a bit boring now.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's
no, you're wrong. No,
yeah.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
At least 20.
Yeah. Like, it only stops if it hurts.
Yeah,
I was going to
say, it only stops if it hurts, but if I'm getting my liver out, who
cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
Life come your nuts pain. Out. Who cares?
Yeah, come your nuts. Yeah.
Plus, it might make the boulder, like, quicker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
If you're Tantalus or whatever, you're doing this to the cherries.
Yeah.
Today's a cherry day.
Yeah.
You're coming at the cherries jiggling. And then you're like, let's move around to a peach, a watermelon.
Yeah.
You got a harem of fruit around you to make that jiggle banana with your wiggle? Hands. What that banana do?
Woo!
The banana's flopping like that. You're like, that's awesome. And then by the time you've made it back to cherries are exciting again.
Oh, that's good.
See?
Yeah.
I think that's the best one. That's the best one. Because you can have sex with all the fruit.
Yeah. And Prometheus is the worst one because that actually is secretly the most boring.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we figured it out.
We did it. Easy.
Nailed.
Another classic episode of Plumbing the Death Star where they hit you with a question you were expecting and you were excited.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, and I don't know why I'm doing this sign-off for this show, but see you in the comments. Let us know.
Mm. Let us know, who
did you fuck with the most?
Of us three or the
punishments? The punishments.
Okay.
Well, in many ways, the punishments probably suit each of us.
Which one's who's which?
I reckon you're... I reckon
he's
I'm...
He's Fruit Boy.
Yeah, you're Fruit Boy. Oh, I reckon I'm probably...
You're
Rock
Boulder
Boy.
Yeah.
That was easy.
That was actually kind of easy.
That was the easiest one thing we've ever done.
Yeah. Anyway, see you next week.
Bye!